Beginnen wir mit Daf, mit Sachs, ich war mit Daf Kopf alt. Wir beginnen mit Base, wir gehen zu Esmaß, wir beginnen mit Gemara. Yofer, Yossi, according to the Pasik, how beautiful are you, my beloved, Mum Einbach, and there's no blemish in you. That's where we learn out that the Sanhedrin cannot have a blemish. Takes by the way question, he says, but from a Pasik that says that they should stand with you, which is B'demelach, that they should be similar to you, that it is a kingdom should be similar to Moshe Benu, that's only learned out regarding that, not for a blemish, but that they can't have any invalidations regarding their lineage. And the reason why is because also like Avoda, there's not Avoda that the kingdom were doing, that should be logic, to invalidate blemishes, but Yichus, which is leaders, that makes sense, and therefore we learn that out from this pasuk Yofer, that pasuk Mumenbach. That the courts need to be clean from any blemish. Now, Tosfos says, the Sanhedrin on the Daf Mem Beis with Perek Basim and the Daf Mem Tesem Beis, the Kamei Gemara tells us that there's two halachas that are telling us regarding Chadal Asui Ger. One is regarding including a Ger, Chadal Asui Mamzer, one including a Mamzer, which I'm seeing going on the Mishnah. Not everyone is valid to judge capital punishment. And there's two braces that come into include, one including a ger, and one including a mamzer for monetary law. Now, what's bothering Taisa is, why couldn't the Gemara say that the braces are coming to include a bamum, that the din nefesh is not kosher, because kuli yafa, like we said, but the mamzer, they are kosher. How do we know it's going ger and mamzer? That says Taisa, you can't say it's coming to include that who is blemished, because there is too much regarding invalidations regarding yichus. Tony Sefer, like the Sefer, but it says, Ink Shem, like Ham Levim, Israel, Ham Sim Lakunda, you only valid Ham Levim, Israel, Hukamari Kuna, which obviously is regarding Yichus, and therefore that's why the Ribuim are including Ger and Mamzer, which are regarding Psalm of Yichus. Next, it's not to begin with the Gemara, Mibinikur Shemoy Nafka. That this halacha that whoever standing there has to respond, Chalitza Nol, we learn that from the Nikur Shemoy. So Tais actually says that it's not literally from the Nikra, from that they call out, that whoever's there has to, because maybe Saul Darsh from Benikra Shemai be Yisrael. That's where you say every Jew, because the Samchetz of Benikra Shemai, because it's near the word of Benikra Shemai. Because the Torah says, Benikra Shemai l'chadev, from just those words itself, lo have mash melan, we would not know that they all answer, we think it's only going to the judges. But lo kolam, not on all those standing over there. In other words, be Yisrael, including all the Yisrael that are there. Now, since the of Kashler is difficult to read, because the Hachadosh in Shem Yisrael, here we're expounding in our Gemara, two times the word of Yisrael. Each one, according to how they interpret Lamarkadisle, whether it's coming to tell us a peasant of Yisrael, not of Geirim, and that one is that they all say Chalatzanal, or one's validating Hadyotis, and one is that also that it should be a peasant of Yisrael, not of Geirim. Now, Perikam the Gedushin, in the first Perikam the Gedushin, the Darshin, the Gemara expounds that the Kimich Chalatzanal, once she takes off the shoe, Hutra the Chalatzanal should be permitted to all Jewish men, and that's learned from the word Yisrael. But that's not what anyone in this Gemara says you're learning out from that. So Bamari says, because yeah, the husband Darshin of the Samcha live with Yisrael. It's not really from the word Yisrael. It's that the word Yisrael is near to the words Beis Chalutz Hanal. That the Haba Matzal Mechtav Ubi Yisrael, Yikor Shmoy Beis Chalutz Hanal. And therefore, from the fact that it says it near it, Ilav Asa Il Joshua. So that's how we know that it's she's permitted to have Yisrael once she does Chalitza. Because you love also il drasha ach, because it was only coming to teach the drasha we say over here. So Darshin and Nami came in. So that's saying it could have said Ubi Yisrael Yikor Shmoy Beis Chalutz Hanal if it was only coming to say the drasha over here that everyone has to respond. But that's the saying. When the Samchi Yisrael Eitzel Chalutz Hanal, when it says the word Eitzel Yisrael near Chalutz Hanal, Darshin Nami. So that's where it's found also keeping Chalutz Hanal once you take it to how it should look Yisrael permitted to every Yisrael. Next, says Master begins to learn the Gemara B'Karolai, that B'Karolai is not extra to say another two, rather to tell you B'lei Shluchan that they have to call out and that it can't be their agents. Now, Tais says it's a wonder. What's the wonder? Are they affinity pair based the condition instead of learning on the second pair condition of Mimal, Mimal, Mikrev, and Sukkah? The Shluchan can come by his side, that the agent of a person is like himself. Adi Abba to the contrary, Nail Mach, which learned from the Inshluch, because the agent is not like him, like we see Karolai B'lei Shluchai. So, says no, B'Shlumi, you could say there is Kamak Sukkah, Mabam Kach, there's many Sukkah saying the same idea. that you cannot have the agent, and whenever you have many psukim saying the same idea, that's obviously the exception. You cannot learn from that because the gabbai egla rufin namdashin by the kabbatei the kapri osex mal biyatu hein they have to go out below shluch and not their agent. Mnuchas pekshte midis and zav tzadikim al beis dashem eksplan b'samach yodi. He has to lean on the end of below shluch and not his agent. When the darman daf ein beis and beis might we exclude shliach and hafaras and darman that an agent cannot do nullification of the valley Rabbi Yoshia. So therefore, that's what we don't learn from this. It says, and seven times, it has to take a second look. It says, if you're going to say that, lom lekrab gedushin. Why do you need a pasuk from that the Gemara brings the gedushin to learn that shalom is kemoisa and nilv manach karoi? Why do you learn from these pesukim? The mitzvah lashmit. In fact, we have to tell you that it's not kemoisa. Obviously, that infers that generally you do see it's kemoisa. Shalom, this is what you can say. Is the ilav the karoi the hasam? If not for the pesukim that the Gemara brings the gedushin, have the shini kol hanikro lejosh archid. We would expand the old pesukim for something else because we wouldn't know that it has to be kemoisa. That these are not kemoisa. That's from Rabbi Chanan, and therefore you have to have a source for it. Shmuel says, "Master, begins with Tigmo. However, says the Tanakh, I say, yes, since we have an anonymous Tano that says like that, that's why we would say that it's enough with three, because as Tosaf Shum Diyoch B'Ram Aloch B'Ram, but it's because of the halacha principle that you have a Yochad saying one way, the Ram saying another way, and here it's the Ram in lipstick. I would say no, that we wouldn't rule that because of that principle, because the Mustabat Tam Diyoch, because the reasoning of the individual opinion of Rebbe that requires five is more logical." And therefore, we only say it because of its anonymous mission. Next, it's not the beginning with the word digmoi. If that's the case, because of stamastina, filamin nami, then also mean should also be the halacha like a stam, which tells us, in turn, we can say, my part, what's the most question? Do you think because of this, we're going to rule like every anonymous mishnah to say that we should say the same thing by mean like we say by chalitza? So if there's someone who says, no, the chalitza mean like domil hadod, it's only because they're very comparable. The woman's going out through their own action when she does chalitza, when she does mean. They're always taught near each other, and therefore we would have thought to say that if you say that principle of chalitza, you should say the same principle by mean also. Next, there's matter begin with the words of Gemara Shmam and the Hadbir Rabbi Huda. Obviously, Rabbi Huda retracts and he agrees to this halacha Shmamina. Now, regarding the Gemara, entertained to say that from the words Le'ene, it's come to teach that Suma is forbidden. The Gemara comes out. Now, Le'ene, no, it's coming to say that he has to see the Reich. So, a Suma is invalid. It is not learned out from Le'ene to be a judge. So, Pasuk Bentam rules the Suma Bach is main. If someone's blind in one of his eyes, a judge, it actually kushlechalitza, vows bachalitza. Keep the lemmutin lane. We don't end up excluding it from the words of le'ene because, like the blemish, he just has to see the spitting of the yama, and the sagavecha. That's enough with one eye. Biachalirsa, but mepiavami could see the spittle that she's spitting out with one eye, and therefore it's going to be valid. Next, says not to begin with the gemara, but no, and he said me gerina. I'm a ger. Therefore, I'm invalid to do this for the chalitza. So Taisik says, "I'm telling you, if you're going to say lepesher men tam, the Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Da'acha, the one that we're quoting in our Gemara. Who was he? A Yibain Rav Yehuda in the Va, which the Omper come in the Kedushin, he says in the first part of the Kedushin, Avra Beis Amid Beis, the Ger She'en Lo Yesh Nava, that he was a Ger that had no inheritors. So Rav Shmuel, his son, obviously was not born after he was Megayer, because then he would be a Yersh. From the fact that he's Ein Lo Yershim, obviously, but this guy, obviously him and his father, both converted, and therefore it's like Gershon's got a number there, it doesn't inherit him. Now, if that's the case, that means Rabbi Shmuel himself was a Ger. So, why do you have to bring a Braisa? That a Ger is invalid for Chalitza, to invalid himself for Chalitza. Ladin Mammon is not Mevzalot in Israel, even for monetary law, is invalid to judge for a Jew. But as the Gemara is going to say later on, because his mother is not Jewish. Now, Kivin Day name him Israel. So why have to say this source for specifically for chalitza? Shlomo, you can say that the itzach lives la fill chalitza game. We wanted to say it's invalid even for the chalitza of geirim, because regarding monetary law, he's actually kosher for a geir like him, and then we need a special pasuk by chalitza to say that he cannot do the chalitza even of geir. Or even another approach is kosher with dinim mamnis ladim lekvi. He actually is valid to do dinim mamnis without forcing. And if we need a special limit to say that, no, he's not valid for chalitza at all. Because it doesn't apply the placing and the element of lording. So he says, which is the Pasuk Gemara brings later on, to say that's only one of your brothers and not a ger, that's el b'kfi, only by forcing. That's what it means to be a ruler. And therefore, he's not excluded from monetary law if he's not forcing, and then we need a special limit to exclude him from chalitza. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara, that we could you can invalidate a document based on his words. Pesh Bakunch Biksubashing Subis and the Pehim and Alf Pekakesiv explains Le Mikra Koronali. We don't actually tear up the document, but Mikra Gavina, we can't collect with it at the same time. Which Tais is being there, that doesn't seem to be correct. If that would be the case, I would have said exactly that wording. When she leaves because of a bad title, or bad name, which we say, you can't collect, but we don't tear it. Here, why are you saying Moron Shtor Lapume? So Rabbi Tam Afarashi explains, and so Rabbi Tam Afarashi explains, the Hainu, what does it mean? It just means that the owner of the document can act like without an oath, Apume, based on what he's saying. And the Chiddush is, even if he's a relative to the borrower or to the lender, because it says explained to me, he's not a relative, then even any other person could obligate an oath. Like the mission is using Subhazat Pezayan Manal. If one witness testifies that paid up, you can only collect with an oath. I bought Domali Ravala Papa Kaisa within the payment of Shahid al Shtash Upru that he testified regarding a document that's paid up. And he asked him, in the Shakrin Ba Demar, is there someone else with you? And he says, no. And he said, you're not valid. What do you mean? I thought every Eidech could be Machai Beshvua. So even if Rapapa does not believe that he shall at least obligate the claimant an oath, says, this is talking about, you have to say, Papa, he craves Shal Tavei, or Shal Nitvi. You have to say that he extended Kav Beis, or Shal Nitvi, that he was obviously either relative of the claimant or the defendant, and therefore he wasn't believed as a Eid Echad, even to Mechayev Shvu. Now, B'ksubis Perish Benachnal, Maron Shtar Apume, what does that mean? Philip Kasim Nemanus B'Shah, even if it's written in the document that there's. That even if it's written that there's trustworthiness in the document, still that's the Chiddush of Maron Shtar Apume that Nishba B'Gav has to swear and collect. Which when they assumes to the reach, writes to them what he means to say is that the borrower wrote to the lender start in the document to Mehemele that he believes him loy shvu. I don't know if kolim is to amalei peron whenever he says that I wasn't paid up. I feel a probably be erechad even if he paid him with one witness or probably more to some type of deficiency. But if a nifshel before him and he collected not in front of him, David Sarach with that generally all those cases would require oath. Eloi because of Rabbi not written like that. Okay, I got my arch and that's what it's talking about over here. That even so, since the one witness believes so much, even if he wrote nemanis, he was still obligated to make a shvuah.